Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Hi, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Henry Johnson. So Henry, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Like Dan said, my name is Henry Johnson. I'm the owner and CEO of a company called IzzyGift. We are a Shopify app that helps people sell more gift cards and increase their cash flow. Where do I live? That's kind of a hard question. We live in this remote world, so I'm all over the place a bit. I'm spending a month in Brooklyn, New York. I kind of travel around to Atlanta a little bit, Brooklyn, Portugal. I'm all over the place.
Awesome. That's cool. So how did you get the idea to start this company?
I'm actually not the founder. I purchased it. So I've been like following Twitter, people talk about buying businesses, all that kind of stuff. And last June, I ended up purchasing this business. It was my second business that I purchased in this space. Got the idea from Sam Parr and Sean, from My First Million podcast. They always talk about it. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I bought one in 2020, and then I just bought this one recently in 2022.
Awesome. So I guess just, obviously, as you mentioned, right? I mean, buying a business, you can buy any type of business. There are so many options out there. So why specifically this one? And like, what was so attractive about it? And, if you don't mind sharing really just like what made you choose this one in terms of scalability and growth and yeah.
Yeah. So really the way that it happened is, so let me give you a little backstory. So essentially, on that My First Million, like Sean and Sam on My First Million were talking about buying businesses, Shopify businesses. And this is back in 2020, right? So Sean was like doing a giveaway. He was going to like give a Shopify app to somebody. And Sam just randomly blurts out like, you should give it to Henry Johnson. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And long story short, they didn't give it to me, but it inspired me to like go on that path of like buying a business. I ended up buying the other one that I talked about in 2020, and it went well. I bought it with a partner, but over time, like we both had full-time jobs at the time, and he's the developer. I was like the marketing person, and we weren't like developing it. It wasn't like moving to the next level. So I was like, you know what? I want to buy my own. And I just decided on this one because I just had the opportunity, really. I was on Twitter. I saw this guy I know who has like a pretty big Shopify app tweet that he was going to sell one of his smaller apps. And I just DM'd him, was like, hey, like, would you sell it to me? And what would the price be? And he said, yeah, gave me a price. We negotiated a bit and came to an agreement. So when I bought it, wasn't like passionate about gift cards at all. Didn't really know anything about the space. But now that I'm here, like I found a real passion in the like gift cards and cash flow and all that kind of stuff. And it's exciting. I think there's a lot of opportunity.
No, absolutely. I mean, so I guess, can you tell our audience more about gift cards? Like why, I mean, like we also work with lots of e-com businesses. So why would somebody want to have an option for a gift card? Like what's the benefit and how can it help their business?
Yeah. So I think there's a ton. And if you're not, as like in it as I am, like you may not even know like half of them, but like I wrote a blog post the other day and it was the 10 different ways that gift cards can help your business. And most people think like maybe one or maybe two, right? The ways that gift cards can help their business, but I got to 10. And just to kind of highlight some of them, and I think some of the biggest ones is like, number one is cash flow in my perspective, right? Essentially, somebody's giving you money for a piece of paper that says, like, you know, one day you can come back and get something back, right? But like in a business, like especially e-commerce, one of the hardest parts of running that business is like having money to like buy more inventory, right? But like essentially your customers are coming to you and saying, here's money, you can go buy inventory, right? I mean, that's what everybody does with Starbucks, right? I mean, we buy so many gift cards from Starbucks. Starbucks takes that money and then they are able to go buy more, you know, buildings. And that's why Starbucks is so big as they are today, right? So that's one. Cash flow is huge, right? Another one is just average order value, right? So it helps increase the average order value because when somebody uses a gift card, right, they tend to, I think it's like 80 something percent of the time, spend more money than the value of the gift card. So if I give you a $50 gift card, you're going to come back to the person's store and then spend $80, right? So that's a big benefit to that person because to you, that $50 is free. It doesn't matter, right? But you think you're only spending $30 to get an $80 value, but overall it was an $80 spend, right, to the owner. And then also profit, right? Because at the end of the day, nobody uses, like, gift cards sometimes don't get completely used, right? Either they don't get completely used or they don't get used at all. So like, even if like you give me a $25 gift card, and let's say I use 20, there's an extra dollar sitting there that you're like, ah, it's a dollar, boom, throw it away. But for the person who sold the gift card, that's extra dollar profit, right? Or if I give you a $50 gift card and you just forget about it, that's $50 extra profit over time, right? I mean, because you can write it off after it all depends on like how often people use your gift card, but there's a certain time you can write it off as what's called breakage. And then you can write it as profit for your business. So those are like 100%. Three of the reasons. And if you want the other seven, I can link it to you or something.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm just curious, right? So obviously people think of gift cards when it comes to direct to consumer, but do you see gift cards, for example, in B2B or B2B SaaS, like other types of industries, or are you strictly focused on e-commerce specifically?
Yeah, so for me, I focus on e-commerce. That's I mean, my it's a Shopify app, so it's really just for people who are doing it in the Shopify space. That said, I think people do things like gift cards in all spaces, right? People are selling selling essentially, you're just selling a IOU is what a gift card is. And I think people do that in the form of like preset, like for example, in like a like my dad has a home theater business, right? So he installs home theaters, smart home stuff, all that kind of stuff. They will sell like hours ahead of time, right? So it's like, hey, here, you can buy a pack of 10 hours of work instead of like having to pay for a one off, right? Like you pay it $100 this time, $100 next time, $100. I'll sell you a pack of 10 hours instead of $100 per hour. I'll sell you 10 hours for the price of eight, right? So now from a cash flow perspective, he got $800 up front and they got 10 hours. So they got a deal, but until they want to get it, he just has cash to play with, reinvest in his business, you know, things of that nature. So
that's smart. So in terms of gift cards, so the gift cards, like for example, do you have some of your customers that are maybe, selling gift cards of other partners of their Amazon gift cards? Like, what does that look like?
So the gift cards that my customers are selling are gift cards for their own store, right? So like, for example, Dan, if you had like a Shopify store, you know, Dan's, fresh cookies or whatever, you would be selling gift cards to Dan's Fresh Cookies, and then they'd be able to come back and use the gift card on your website. Obviously the Targets of the world, the Walmarts of the world sell like Visa gift cards and things like that. But on Shopify, people are selling mostly like the gift cards of their own store.
Awesome. So in terms of compatibility, are you only planning on sticking with Shopify, or are you planning on, you know, being accessible on other platforms like, you know, custom solutions or BigCommerce, some of these other, you know, e-commerce platforms?
I go back and forth with it, man. Honestly, I'll say for the foreseeable future, just Shopify. I know there is a huge opportunity looking at like the Wixes of the world, the BigCommerce, Magento, all that kind of stuff. We're a small business at the moment. Hopefully one day we'll be able to say we're a big business, but like I work with, I have mentors in the space, in the Shopify space. And essentially what they've all told me is like, you have so much room to grow in Shopify. Like kind of stay focused, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Awesome. So how do you stay on top of your competition?
I mean, I look at their websites and things like that. I look at their Shopify app app listings, but overall, I try not to like pay too much attention to them, because at the end of the day, like, I just want to make sure that my customers are happy, and if they're happy, they will make my competition like irrelevant, essentially, right? If my customers are getting what they need from me, then they will tell more people, I'll keep growing, and then eventually there will be no competition.
100%. Yeah, that's the way to look at it. So when it comes to value adds, obviously you mentioned you're focused on Shopify, but do you have a role in your business of implementing AI or things like that? Are there other ways to kind of upsell and add value to your customers?
Yeah. So in terms of like AI, I'm trying to like figure out how to use it with my solution. At the moment, I haven't really found it. I mean, I use it to help me code, right? So, I mean, I'm coding it, like literally right before we got on here, I was doing some coding, and I'll use ChatGPT to like help me do that. But like, there's no like built-in AI into the software. And honestly, I haven't even found like a good use case to actually use it. And because it would be great marketing for me, like, oh, the AI, you know, everybody's AI now, right? But I haven't found anything there that I'm doing. But in terms of like adding more value to my customers, really the additional value comes in like helping them sell more gift cards, right? So the first thing that we did was the native way Shopify works is like if you buy a gift card from the Shopify native, they don't have like my app, like, right? So let's say I buy from Dan's Sweet Cookies or whatever we said, Fresh Cookies. Like I buy it from you, right? And I want to buy it from my wife. I'll buy it from you if you're using the Shopify native. I buy it from you, it gets sent to me, and then I have to write a message and forward the email to my wife. That's not really like, that doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, if I'm buying it for my wife, I should just buy it from you and it automatically is forwarded to my wife, right? And that's what my app is going to do for them. Then also adding features like being able to schedule that, being able to put in your own custom amount, being able to have like upsells of gift cards, right? One of the things we just added was the ability, like, let's say for you at your cookie store, you wanted to say, if somebody buys $200 worth of cookies, they can get $10 worth of gift card for free. Yeah, and doing things like that, doing gift card, a free gift card, a $10 gift card on your first purchase, you know, doing things creatively like that with gift cards to just help people, you know, leverage them better.
Yeah, I think in the use case of AI, you know, one thing you could do is like a chatbot or something, having the chatbot recommend, you know, product recommendation, saying, hey, by the way, you know, here's a gift card. It's kind of, you know, similar to what you're talking about, but yeah, Guiding them like in the right direction. I think that's how AI could come into play.
That is true. There's definitely something there. I gotta sit with it a little longer.
For sure. So as of right now, like, what's your ideal customer? I mean, obviously you mentioned, you know, Shopify customers, but do you look at like, you know, stores that have like a certain revenue number? Like, what do you look for somebody that's going to be working with?
Yeah. So it definitely is like stores like that are like not just getting started, right? Because I mean, if you just start your store, nobody's really buying your gift cards, right? You're just trying to get them to buy your products, right? But I say like when people reach that, you know, six figures a year at least, this starts to make more sense. The bigger, the better, because the more of a brand you'll start to have, and more people will be actually buying things for their friends and loved ones, you know, as a gift. And the great thing is, if I want to, like, the holidays are coming, right? I want to buy you a t-shirt or something. I could buy you a t-shirt, but then I have to know your size. I have to know what color you want. You know, I have to know your address. But if a gift card, I have your email or I have your phone number, and I can just buy you a gift card and have it sent to you, and you go get whatever other thing you want, right? So that's kind of the great thing about it.
That's smart. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in the business?
It's just competitive. It's a very competitive space, the gift card space that I'm in. And I recently learned, not super recent now, but like over the past like year and a half, I've been learning how to code. So like I'm doing a lot of the coding, the the marketing. I'm kind of doing mostly everything myself. I'm in the process of looking at hiring out a developer, but like the challenge is like just building up the features to meet all the competition, but then at the same time, making sure that I'm doing the marketing, the sales, et cetera, to like grow the business effectively.
100%. Yeah, it can be very difficult to balance those things out.
For sure.
What would you say is your top priority now going into Q4?
Going into Q4, I mean, look, it's an app for people who are in e-commerce. This is the most important quarter for everybody. So I need to make sure, one, that the app has no bugs and is going to work exactly how people need it to work. But then also, two, like that. So I don't make any changes to the app from November 1st until January, like 3rd or 5th, right? Somewhere around there, because that's just, it's too important of a time. So I need to make sure that the features that I am releasing, I'm able to get finished by that November 1st timeline so that we can make sure that people have them for the holidays. And also they will help me attract more customers come the holidays. So those are my two main focus.
Awesome. What would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you bought this company?
I don't know if there's like a piece of advice I would want, because honestly, like the big thing that comes to my mind is like, it's harder than you think it's going to be, right? And I don't know if I would want, like, one, I wouldn't have listened to anybody if they told me that. So it doesn't matter. But also, even if I did, I wouldn't want somebody to tell me, because then I wouldn't have tried, right? I think sometimes we can get too knowledgeable about something, and then it gets us afraid to actually try. It's like my father always says, like, about starting his business. He's like, how does it go? I was smart enough to do it and dumb enough to try. And I think that's important. So that's kind of where I was at. That's how I got here, right? I was smart enough to do it, and I was dumb enough to try. And I wouldn't want anybody to make me too smart that I didn't try it. Yeah. So.
100%. I think, you know, that goes without saying for any entrepreneur. It's something that, you know, it's a very common thing that we hear in our podcast. You know, it's always more difficult. It's always going to take longer than you actually think.
Mm-hmm. But like, the great thing is it does end up like it compounds. Like that, this is one of the reasons that I actually ended up doing it at the time that I did. Like, I listened to a podcast, and the guy on the podcast was talking. He was like, look, when I started, he started, you know, entrepreneurship probably, I think maybe 12, 13 years ago. And he's like, when I started with a group of a bunch of different guys and girls. He's like, and all of them who kept at it, that was 10 years ago, he said, he's like, and all of them who kept at it are rich now. He's like, the ones who didn't keep at it, obviously, you know, they didn't make it. He's like, but that's kind of the way entrepreneurship works. He's like, if you can stick through and keep going, you will make it. He's like, there's no such thing as a, he's like, I don't know a failed entrepreneur. I just know entrepreneurs who quit. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And he's like, and he was like, the other thing he mentioned was just the compounding effect of it. He's like, my first year, I didn't make like anything. He's like, my second year, I made a little bit. He's like, but this year I'll make what I made in all of those 9 years combined. Right. He's like, because now I'm at a whole nother level. He's like, and then in 10 years from now, I'll be making, you know, all of what I'm making these 10 years in one, you know, in a day. You know, he's like, because you start to meet the right people, you start to get to another level, you're having different conversations. Like, I'm talking about a deal right now that literally, if I can close it in the way that I need to, would be cover my entire year, right? So it's doing things like that. Like, yeah, the past year was tough, but one day can make it all worth it, right? And that's can only be done in entrepreneurship. No matter what other business you're in, right? You can get a, you know, if I have a job, yeah, I get a paycheck every 2 weeks, but then I'm not going to ever get a check that's like, oh, that whole year, great. All next year, great. Just because of this one day, right? And that was the compounding that had to, you know, take place.
100%. I know Kevin O'Leary always says, he's like, you know, if you get to $5 million annually, that's like a real business. You know, that's like a big number, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's, you know, and I think that's a goal for a lot of entrepreneurs, but 100%, it's a lot of it is doing the same thing every day, you know, mm-hmm. being consistent. You know, if you're doing outreach, reach out to 100 people, you know, a week or a day or whatever your goal is, and be consistent. And eventually we'll get people on calls, they'll close the deals. And it's a lot of repetition for sure.
For sure, man. I recently started making content on like LinkedIn and Twitter. And like, I always did Twitter and just like kind of messing around, but I started really doing it on LinkedIn to see if I can, you know, go viral, meet some people, blah, blah, blah. And at first I was doing once a day and I was getting like, it was getting, you know, decent views. And I was like, you know what, if I double that up, maybe I'll get more. Doubled it up, I'm getting more. Now I'm like, man, I take off the weekends right now. What if I also do Saturday and Sunday? Like, where? But because I'm doing this, I'm actually, I look and every week, my network's growing. Every day, my network's growing. And then eventually, you know, so now it's like, the amount of people that are seeing what I'm doing is growing and growing and growing. And it's just leading to better business opportunities. So it's just the day by day, man. It does get old, but you got to.
No, exactly. I mean, for us, it's funny because we were talking before, like, about this podcast. Like, part of the reason why we've done it is we're also like a new company. And I think it's helped us make connections. You know, it's I think the reason that, you know, we're sitting here right now having this discussion, it's meeting lots of entrepreneurs, you know, meeting lots of business leaders. And that's one of the things that I've loved is like meeting people like yourself who are also passionate and doing cool things.
Hold on. So as I mentioned before, I didn't do too much research prior to coming on. So tell me a little bit more about like, what is the business that you guys are doing? Like, what is it? Who is the audience for this podcast? We kind of just jumped into it.
I mean, so we shared like on LinkedIn, you know, we shared on LinkedIn. So I think it's most of people are also other business leaders and people that we've connected with. We've done 150 plus interviews. So it's like a lot of our guests actually do listen to it afterwards, like other episodes. So It's those types of connections, you know, lots of e-commerce folks, either business owners or people in the space, because we're also in the space. So what we do is that we're in the AI space. That's why I was asking about AI. I'm always curious about that because we're building out some chatbot products right now and some other AI tools, which I think are definitely going to be a big value add for lots of e-com stores. So, but yeah, I mean, that's really our goal is to, you know, get our name out there, talk to people, have these conversations. And I'll tell you one thing, every single episode, I'm always learning something new, which I love that.
Mm-hmm. I love podcasts, man. It's just, and I think the key is like, it's just sticking with it. It's just continuing to go because like I've started multiple podcasts. They all were really good. And I met some amazing people, but I just didn't stick with it. Right. And sometimes you don't stick with it because like editing a podcast can get to be a pain. You know, you feel like it's not growing in the way that you want, but then like the thing is you could have five people listening, but like, one of them could be someone who's going to give you $1 million. You know what I mean? So
exactly,
it doesn't matter. You know, so it's you just never know. You just got to keep going.
Yeah, people always ask like, "Oh, you don't have like enough viewers." I'm like, "Well, I can't guarantee me." Yeah, some of them might have like 50 viewers, but it's like at the end of the day, to your point, it's the right people that are watching it from start to finish, and they can really get value out of it, and they can make those connections. Like, yeah, I mean, we're not, you know, getting like 1 million people listening. I mean, that's a great goal. But at the end of the day, it's, to me, I focus more on quality, not just quantity.
Yeah. But I mean, look, is it a great goal? Cause like, would you, if you could have 1 million people listening, but none of them are your potential customers, then exactly. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, for sure. Yeah.
It literally doesn't matter.
No, 100%. So I was just going to ask you, if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
I haven't written down like my 1 year goals yet for like next year. I've written them down for what I want it to be at this year. And I'm not going to share those with you completely here, but I would say that next year I'd like to have more of a team alongside me. Right now, like it's me and my CTO is like helping out as well. But I'd like to get to the point where we have like a full-time developer for sure, as well as maybe like somebody that's helping it out a little bit on the marketing side. I could see kind of being a little helpful. I want to just get to the point where we can support like one or two people full-time to be helping out with the business. And it's also supporting me full-time, right? So we can support 3 to 4 people full time and doesn't take as much effort from me. And then I can make a decision if I want to actually put more effort and grow it faster, or if that means I'm going to take some money out and maybe buy another, or what is the move from there? But it's impossible to do that if I'm spending so much time here to actually look up from the top and like decide where to, you know, allocate cash and things like that, right? So
100%. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or Twitter, just best way to get in contact with you?
Yeah, so I'd say Twitter is the best way to get in contact with me. I am Talk to Henry J. It's Talk and then T-O Henry J. I know that kind of sucks from a branding standpoint, but it is what it is. Talk to Henry J, T-O. And my website for my app is izzygift.co. So izzygift.co. And you can learn everything about me and the company right there.
Awesome. Well, Henry, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully you have a great Q4 ahead. And yeah, thanks again.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. You as well.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
I see you.